burned us, you know, just ready.
So. I guess building
it. I imagine big eyes, most of the feed and things like that burned, you know, looks after the most of it and everything.
But when you were younger, was there a, like a certain place you put a cow, you know, when you were going to build it?
Well, no, now that's like people that have dairies, you know, that have dairies and have a lot of cows that they, and then they have little stalls.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they call them little stalls that they put each cow in.
Uh-huh.
And then you milk them, or either you have the milking machines. Now, my daughter-in-law's daddy was a dairyman.
Oh, really?
And he's just been dead 8 years. And he never did it, he's never done anything, never did anything in his life but dairy.
Uh-huh.
And of course, they had milking machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, but you have to keep those things so clean and everything. You
yeah,
just,
that's what it got
you just have to scrub, you just have to, you take a hose and just, you those separators, you know, they go out and help. Officer goes out and inspects, and if that place has just got to be spotless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so, you know.
It's a lot. They would get up at 3, like, say, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, always. The boys. Yeah. And the boys and Mr. D. And then they would take the milk to a certain place to be picked up. And, yeah, he's just been dead 8 years.
Yeah.
And he had not retired when he died.
He's still at it?
He was still at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he had four grown boys at home that helped him.
Yeah.
That he had just about quit doing anything because he had arthritis real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still, you know, the boys did most everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no wonder. I mean, you have to get two or three.
But now, they called them stalls when we had just a few. You know, and we would bring them in at night to milk them and things. They were called stalls. Mm-hmm. Stables. Stables were for the horses and mules.
Oh, okay.
And stalls.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what they were called for the cows.
Did you ever say anything to the cow when you're milking so they don't move around?
No, I was always too afraid. I never did much milk, and I was scared. I was too scared of them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
What's the place where you kept all your... pigs and hogs?
Those pig pens.
Uh-huh.
Sties.
Oh, is that what it's
called? Sties. Pig sties.
Uh-huh.
And pig pens. Yes, that was what they were, usually everyone called them pig pens.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pig pens too, I'm telling you. And you could smell them from here.
Yeah.
They definitely were pig pens. You'd have to feed the pigs and go out in the afternoon to gather the red hen houses and have chickens and they'd have nests, and we'd have to gather the eggs from the nest and carry the eggs in. And
did you ever put something?
Churn. We'd have to churn. We had our own milk and we churn. Yeah, when we're milking down things, it's worth a fortune now is churn. I'd give anything if I had one. I don't even have one. My daughter-in-law has one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was her mother's.
Did you ever put a fake egg in chickens?
Oh,
egg?
Yeah.
What was that thing
they
called?
Do that. I don't know. Just an artificial egg, I think is what we called it. It's made out of a plastic.
Oh, is it
plastic. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen something made out of, you know, like earthenware, like your dishes are made out of.
Oh yeah, China, earthenware.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, ceramic or something like that. I don't know. I never have seen one like that.
Mm-hmm. Did it really fool the
chicken? Yeah, they would.
Wow.
You know, that was always a funny thing to me, why you had to leave one egg in that nest.
Yeah.